Back in Washington, reports today that the Pentagon is considering a plan to stretch the length of time Army soldiers spend in Iraq by 3 months, from a year to a total of 15 months. And word that the Bush administration is looking for one man or woman to oversee U.S. efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Washington Post reports that the White House is searching for a high-profile war czar. So far, three top generals have reportedly turned down the job. We're joined now by Peter Baker, who co-wrote the Washington Post story. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Peter, as you write, the official title on this job is assistant to the president. Doesn't have quite the ring of war czar, does it? What exactly does this job entail?
Well, the idea is that they want somebody to oversee the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who reports directly to the president and has the authority and stature to, you know, deal with cabinet secretaries like Condi Rice and Bob Gates on more of a peer level, to be able to really bring things together in a single way. At the moment, the person in the White House, the highest-ranking person in the White House who deals exclusively with Iraq and Afghanistan, is a deputy national security advisor who reports to Steve Hadley, the national security advisor. So looking for somebody with heft and stature who can really bring things together.
And what kind of background would someone need to take on a post like this?
Well, in the case of who they're looking at, they're looking at four-star generals, so far as we understand so far. They're looking at people with background in the Middle East and background in running complex operations. This person would be trying to meld and bring together the civilian and military efforts that are underway in Iraq and make sure that there aren't overlapping areas of responsibility and that everybody has a clear understanding of what they're supposed to do.
So far, they've talked to a couple of folks, all of whom have turned the job down. Who have they talked to and why have they said no?
Well, they've talked to three four-star generals that we know of, Jack Sheehan, Joe Ralston, and Jack Keane, either through intermediaries or directly. And all three of those generals said, not interested in being considered for the job. Thanks very much. Jack Sheehan was we talked to yesterday and is quoted in our story, explaining a little bit about why. He thinks that the White House doesn't really have a sense of where it's going. And he said he did a little, calling around to figure out what the landscape was like in the administration and is worried that basically the hawks of Vice President Cheney, as he sees it, are still more influential than the pragmatists, as he calls them, who want to find a way to get out of Dodge, he says.
So far, these folks have turned it down. Is that going to make the job look any less appealing to other potential candidates out there in the field? Are people going to kind of say, no way, am I touching this?
Well, it's a hard job. I mean, it's a hard job to fill. This is, first of all, there's a very limited number of people who might have the capability and experience to do this kind of work. And as you say, it's not a very appealing job, to a lot of people who were asked to come in the last 2 years of an administration to fix a problem that has, consumed this presidency. They're asked to basically come in and help salvage a war that hasn't gone very well in Iraq, obviously, and that's not appealing to a lot of people.
So far, they've been talking to military generals. Any sense that they'll look outside the box, go outside the military, try to find someone else?
Oh, it may be, yes. And the fact that we know of three, four stars that they've contacted doesn't mean that they haven't contacted others, including civilians. They're not telling us who they talked to for their job search. These are people we found out through different sources and so on. But the ones we know of at the moment are people who've had big time, military command experience.
What's the timeline for filling this job?
Well, Megan O'Sullivan is the current deputy national security advisor in charge of Afghanistan and Iraq. She's told them she wants to leave in the spring, but that she'll stick around until they find a replacement. That's always probably a dangerous thing to do in any bureaucracy because that without a specific end date, they don't have a deadline to fill the job and it can stretch out.
Peter Baker of The Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.